This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
Let's talk some football. A little Saints conversation coming up. Jermon Bushrod, two-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champ with the New Orleans Saints, has just signed a deal to go back playing for New Orleans. We'll get into all that, including a camp coming up for him and a golf tournament as well. He joins us on the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Jermon, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the time. We always like to talk about the events, and before we get into some football X and O stuff with your going back to the Saints. So tell me about this youth camp that you're going to be doing here, and you're doing it free of charge in Virginia. And so on both points, what's the camp going to be like? And then you're not charging anybody to be there. Why that? That's a great, great decision.
It's the ninth annual, Visualize and Rise Foundation free youth football camp. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's just an opportunity for parents to bring their kids out, or the grandparents or whoever their garden is, and, so they can have a good time. We don't want to charge the kids. It's good to, it's good to give the kids a treat.
Sure.
And I'm going to have myself and a couple other active and retired NFL players there. So it'll be good for those kids to get out and see them, and the guys will have the opportunity to work with them. So, at the end of the day, we're very blessed. We're in a very blessed situation. So I'm excited about it. We've been excited about it every single year, and there's no difference this year.
Very cool. Being a guy who is from the Northern Virginia area per se, a little bit outside of Washington, D.C., how mm-hmm. important is it that you give back to that community, that you show some love to the people that helped you along the way?
It's very important. I'm very fortunate. Like I said, I'm very blessed. I've had a tremendous family support over the years, support from friends. So, and those same people who have supported me, they come back and they support the community. So, it's really good to see people in a different setting, especially when the setting is giving back and helping others. And we don't really normally see people in that light. So it's very important. And it's not just important for the professional athletes. It's just very important for the kids, for the youth, to see some positive role models or some people who have had success, who played college ball with me, but then, they didn't go and play professional, but they, they are striving in their other careers as well. So it's very important. It's very important for us. It's very important for the kids and the community.
The name of your organization, the name of your charity is Visualize and Rise, and visualizeandrise.org is the website. Where does that name come from? Where does Visualize and Rise? Why name your charity that?
Back in my redshirt sophomore year of college, I was having a quick conversation with my offensive line coach, John Donatelli from Towson, and he was just having a conversation with me about taking it to the next level. Not just my play on the field, but everything, my mindset, my leadership. So he said something to me that just has always stuck with me for some reason. He always said, you got to visualize yourself being positive, visualize yourself getting something accomplished. And, I remember we had a long conversation, and then after, we won the Super Bowl, and that was my first year starting in New Orleans for the first time, we wanted to come up with a charity name, a foundation name, and I was just thinking back to that conversation, and I was like, Visualize. And I was like, Visualize and Rise. It has it has a good ring to it, and it has a good meaning behind it. Visualize yourself at the top, but Rise is taking those necessary steps that you need to get there. And the great thing about it, it really has nothing to do with professional sports, but it has everything to do with being successful in whatever you're trying to do or whatever relationship you're trying to have or where you see yourself being. I know you guys, you're very successful at what you do, mm-hmm. but I know you had to start at the bottom. You had to start at the bottom, probably interning and doing things that you probably didn't want to do, but they were just stepping stones for you. So, you just want to continue to keep growing, and that's just really what it is.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I think that that's such a unique thing and a great lesson for young people, because I think the line always is you know, dress for the job you want, people always say. Well, it's kind of the same thing. It's like mentally think about how you can get there and to learn from people. And I'm sure you've had youngsters who have asked you, how did you get to where you were? You didn't go to a gigantic, huge college, but you were able to become a two-time Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion. So where did the motivation for your football career, where did that come from, and what mentors did you have that helped you along the way?
The thing is, I leaned on a lot of the older guys, especially on the offensive line side of the ball, and some on the defensive line side of the ball. Especially, you know, the relationships that we had with the guys here in New Orleans, it was a tight-knit group. But, you know, God rest his soul, Will Smith, you know, he helped me out when we were in practice. You know, I practiced against him every day for 6 years. So, you know, first year or two, he might not want to help me out too much, you know, because I'm just a rookie trying to do what I need to do. But at the end of the day, I started to start and I started to play. And he's helping me out, you know, with my technique. Hey, don't do this. Try this. Do this. That was a good set. Don't do that anymore. You know, like he's helping me out along the way. And we would have conversations. And I could, you know, see myself doing the same thing to younger guys now. So that was really who helped me out along the way. But as far as my motivation, it's just, I just want to be the best that I can be, you know, at the end of the day. I want to figure out a way, you know, what can I grow, you know, what can I grow upon every year? What can I get better with every year? You know, trying to keep my strength, but then work on those weaknesses. I know the weaknesses I have, so what am I going to do to make sure that I'm not putting myself in a bad position week after week, game after game, or year after year? So it's just really about trying to be the best person that I can be.
The football camp happening Saturday, June the 9th, with the approach. It's happening at King George High School in King George, Virginia. The Visualize and Rise to benefit, visualizeandrise.org. Also, you have a golf tournament happening the day before. Are you a big golfer, charity golf tournament? Did you enjoy getting out there in the links?
I enjoy it, man. I won't lie to you, but I wish I would, you know, I wish I was golfing, a little bit more. But the last couple of years, you know, I've been rehabbing the shoulder, now rehabbing the hand. But I'm going to get back to the point where I can get out there a couple times a week and hopefully not embarrass myself on my own tournament. I enjoy it. As far as the golf tournament, man, the golf tournament is really what keeps our, you know, really what keeps our foundation up and going. That fuels our Visualize and Rise scholarship program that we have, and we're able to give out scholarships every single year to 20 to 25 kids and take care of their books or some registration fees and things like that. So our golf tournament going on our eighth year, I believe, has been pretty successful. We're trying to grow. We're just trying to grow a little bit every year. You know, we're not trying to climb the mountain, you know, in a year or two. You know, we're trying to take gradual steps and then, you know, just keep hammering away at it.
Very cool. One question on New Orleans for you, and going back to a place where you won a Super Bowl. I mean, does this feel like a homecoming of sorts to you to go back to New Orleans?
It feels good to be back. You know, it feels good to be back. You know, I've been a part of a lot of team success here, and some individual success, but, you know, that really doesn't mean too much to me. You know, I really enjoyed the championships, the NFC championships a couple times in the Super Bowl. And I had a lot of great memories here. I met my wife here, had my first child here. So New Orleans holds a special place in my heart. And the fact that I am going into my 12th year, I can have this opportunity to hopefully do something special again this year. You know, that it's just the way, you know, anybody would kind of want it to be.
Right. I know camp will help work this out a little bit, but do you see yourself playing guard, playing tackle, being kind of an all-purpose guy? I mean, how do you see what might be your role next year for that offense?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. You know, my last couple years, my first 9 years, I was a left tackle. So last couple years, I ended up starting right guard for a year and over a half a year. So it just got to the point that I wanted to figure out my best chances of getting on the field, and my best chances of getting on the field in Miami to start was to play right guard. So I'm going to be, you know, got to be ready to, you know, wherever they need me to be. I'll be up for the challenge, and I just want to be a part of a winning program and try to win some games and see where this thing will take us.
You've got a heck of a running back now. The quarterback clearly in Drew Brees is a ton of fun to block for, I'm sure. But now you got Alvin Kamara. You've got a backfield of talented guys. Mark Ingram. I would think that it might be pretty fun to play offensive line for that Saints offense.
You got to be excited about it based on the success that they had last year. What we're going to try to do is we're going to try to build on it, maybe open another hole or two here and there and let those guys go do their thing. So, as far as playing in front of Drew again, that speaks for itself. You got to go out there and grind so he can have enough time to get the ball where he needs it to be. But, we have an explosive backfield. We got some young talent on this squad. So, we have to do our part on the O-line and, nothing gets going unless we get it going right.
He is now back with the Saints, two-time Pro Bowler and champ with New Orleans. Jermon Bushrod joining us here on Pushing the Odds. You can get visualizeandrise.org to go to register for the golf tournament happening on Friday, June the 8th. The free camp happening on Saturday, June the 9th. Free of charge for kids ages 16 to 14. Really cool situation with that as well. So log on to both those to visualizeandrise.org for both those opportunities. Jermon, thank you so much for the time. They really appreciate it. Best of luck this year in New Orleans.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Y'all have a good one.
That is Jermon Bushrod on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We'll recap and wrap the show with the final hand next. SB Nation Radio.